If you're managing B2B growth, especially in tech, you know the feeling, right? It's that moment you realize your entire partnership strategy is living in this messy constellation of shared spreadsheets, random Slack channels, and a CRM that's maybe half updated. You're just wasting countless hours manually trying to connect the dots, and you end up missing co-selling opportunities that are sitting right there. And that old school way of doing things, it just leads directly to stalled pipeline growth. Your whole channel program starts to feel less like a revenue driver and, well, more like an administrative headache. But the industry has really fundamentally changed. B2B alliances, tech partnerships, they're now mission critical.
They absolutely are. And the solution to that, this spreadsheet hell you just described, is the rise of the Partner Ecosystem Platform, or PEP. And that's what we're doing today, a deep dive into this revolution that's happening right now. Our mission for you, the learner, is to get you up to speed on this shift, quickly and thoroughly. We're going to unpack what these platforms are, why co-selling makes them non-negotiable for 2026, and then we'll get into a curated list of the top tools you should be looking at. And that includes alternatives to some of the legacy systems like Crossbeam that a lot of us grew up with.
Okay, so let's start right at the foundation. We used to always talk about PRM partner relationship management. What is a partner ecosystem platform? And how is it actually different? Is it just a rebrand?
That's a great question. And no, it's a fundamental distinction. It's driven by necessity, not just, clever marketing. A PP is a specialized partner management tool, yes. But it's designed to cultivate, manage, and really dynamically expand your entire network of collaborations. The crucial difference from a basic PRM is all about scope and philosophy, really. A traditional PRM was mostly focused on the transactional side of things, managing deal registration, maybe calculating commissions for indirect sales. It was a system of record.
Just logging what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just logging it. A PP, on the other hand, gives you a holistic approach. It covers everything.
Yeah.
Indirect sales, referrals, technology integrations, and this is the big one, the really complex workflows you need for joint co-selling.
Yeah.
It becomes the place where you handle partner onboarding, shared resources, joint pipeline tracking, all of it in one collaborative space.
So it's managing the whole messy, complex relationship, not just the admin details of a single sale.
Precisely. And this is especially critical for B2B tech companies. I mean, SaaS providers, AI startups, cybersecurity firms, any company that's trying to scale fast. If your growth engine depends on third-party integrations or resellers, you just can't afford to have everything fragmented. You need that single pane of glass.
Okay, so we've defined it. Now let's get into the operational reality. How do these PEPs actually work day to day to replace that chaos?
The best way to think about a PEP is as a highly structured digital workspace. It streamlines that entire partner lifecycle, from the first contact and recruitment to automated onboarding, which is a huge time saver, all the way through to engagement and performance tracking. And at the very core is the centralized portal. This isn't just some static web page. It's a dynamic hub. It's where you and your partners register deals, communicate securely, share sales assets, and track the real-time status of your shared accounts.
And crucially, it has to handle the data flow, because that's where everything usually breaks down.
It is. On the technical side, any cutting-edge PEP has to integrate seamlessly with your CRM, Salesforce, HubSpot, you name it, and it provides robust workflow automations. That secure real-time data exchange is the only way to make sure your channel data and your direct sales data are actually talking to each other.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit more, because this move, it isn't just about convenience. You're saying it's a strategic necessity. I mean, if teams are already using shared dashboards or Slack channels to communicate, why invest in a full PEP? Isn't that just feature creep?
That's a fair objection. And it really gets to the heart of the difference between simple communication and true automation at scale. Like, manual tools work great if you have 5, maybe 10 strategic partners. But once you hit 50 or 100, the overhead just becomes crippling. B2B markets are so interconnected now, you simply cannot scale partner programs efficiently without some kind of automated intelligence. The real necessity is accelerating revenue through co-selling, and manual processes just can't keep up. If your sales rep has to leave the CRM, open a spreadsheet, and send 3 emails just to see if a co-sell is possible, that deal is going to slow down. We're just going to die.
So the PEP is basically just removing the friction between your sales team and your partner's sales team.
Exactly. It gives you a huge strategic edge by centralizing communication, automating all those repetitive tasks like commission calculations or sending enablement updates. It gives you deep objective insight into partner performance. And for anyone listening who's thinking about this, the highest risk of failure when you move from spreadsheets to a PEP is usually data migration and user adoption.
Right. If no one uses it, it's worthless.
It's just an expensive shelfware. If it doesn't integrate perfectly with your CRM, or if it doesn't show immediate value to the partner, it just becomes a system you bought that nobody uses. A robust PEP minimizes that risk. Mm-hmm. It becomes the backbone for better alignment, accountability, and real measurable growth.
We've established the foundation. Now, this is where it gets really tactical. If we're moving beyond basic admin, what are the features that make a PE truly strategic? What positions a business for that, that exponential co-selling growth?
This gets us into the advanced stuff.
Yeah.
So you absolutely need the baseline, automated onboarding, solid deal registration, real-time dashboards, mm-hmm. of course. But the platforms leading the pack for 2026 offer tools that totally revolutionize the collaboration itself. We're talking about features like digital sales rooms. These are shared, secure workspaces for a specific deal. Your rep and your partner's rep can share collateral, track prospect communication, and update the status all in one place. It's the death of, I'll just share it over email.
That feels like the real inflection point, where the data stops just reporting what happened and starts actively suggesting what you should do next. Let's focus on that term. Ecosystem intelligence. That sounds like the strategic core here. How does that change B2B strategy?
Ecosystem intelligence is so much more powerful than the legacy tools, which, you know, they really just focused on simple account mapping, that basic overlap data. Ecosystem intelligence is automated intelligence. It gives you deep, actionable insights into those overlapping customers and prospects, and that's what powers advanced co-selling. The real insight isn't just knowing you share a prospect. It's being able to automatically see which one of your 50 partners, based on their product integrations and their sales success in that vertical, can reduce deployment time by 50%.
Wow.
Suddenly, they become the only viable co-seller for that one niche opportunity. That's predictive alignment.
So you're not just finding a partner for a deal. You're finding the right partner for the right deal instantly, based on deep data.
Exactly. It uses specialized analytics on joint sales opportunities to flag risks or recommend specific next steps. This is the big contrast with older systems that just report historical overlaps. A modern PEP uses that overlap data to create an action plan. And this leads to the most exciting trend. The platforms are moving really fast from being systems of record to becoming systems of action.
Okay, I want to make sure the listener really gets the practical difference there. A system of record just logs the data. What does a system of action actually do?
It acts on its own to accelerate the deal. So instead of passively logging that a deal status changed, the platform automatically triggers an action. It might send partner A's enablement materials to the sales rep, schedule a shared discovery call template in both CRMs, and notify the partner manager that this co-selling deal just hit an 80% confidence score.
Got it. It's proactive.
It's proactive. It's a seamless workflow driven by actionable intelligence. That's the competitive advantage. It's the difference between having data and having technology execute a strategy based on that data.
That analysis really sets the stage perfectly for the tool landscape. And for you, the listener, trying to navigate this space, remember the right tool really depends on your program's complexity and scale.
Right. It's a diverse ecosystem. So let's dive into some specifics. We can focus on their unique selling points and, you know, the pricing, since that often tells you who it's for.
Let's do it.
Okay. First up, JourneyBee. This one is the AI and collaboration specialist. It's tailored for B2B tech, SaaS, cybersecurity companies with multi-tier partners who need deep integration. Its standout features are things like an AI partner co-pilot for drafting outreach and those digital sales rooms we talked about. They also prioritize super fast deployment, sometimes in just a single day.
And what's the price point look like?
Pretty accessible. It starts at $299 a month, but there's no free trial. This is for the tech company that's prioritizing speed and intelligence.
Okay, then we have Partner Stack, which is a totally different beast. It's targeting that B2B SaaS recurring revenue model.
Correct. Partner Stack is built from the ground up to scale affiliate, referral, and reseller programs, where those recurring commission payouts are everything. Their huge advantage is the network effect. They have an integrated marketplace of over 80,000 B2B partners, so partner recruitment can be almost instant.
But that scale comes with a pretty significant barrier to entry, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Partner Stack is for those ready to invest big. Pricing starts at around $15,000 a year. Plus, they take a percentage of the revenue you generate through the platform. This is not for a startup.
All right, let's shift gears completely down the scale to an SMB starter solution, Kiflo.
Kiflo is excellent for small to medium-sized businesses, or maybe a smaller team inside a big company that's launching their very first partner program. Its strength is just ease of use. A really clean partner portal, affordable pricing, it's around $359 a month, billed annually, And crucially, they offer unlimited users and partners on all plans, plus a free trial.
And what's the trade-off for that simplicity and affordability?
The main thing is it lacks some of those advanced enterprise features. Specifically, you won't find comprehensive MDF market development funds or through channel marketing automation. If you need that for large-scale co-marketing, Kiflo might feel a bit limited down the road.
Okay, back to the enterprise side. Let's talk about MindMatrix PRM, the unified channel enabler.
MindMatrix is a powerhouse. It's for mature companies that have complex sales structures, both direct and indirect channels. It combines PRM with sales enablement, marketing automation, the whole nine yards. The downside is that complexity. Implementation can feel like a five-month IT project, and the price reflects that. You're looking at $20,000 to $30,000 annually. It's for maximum control.
And for those large companies already deep in the Salesforce or Microsoft Dynamics ecosystems, there's Magintrix PRM.
Exactly. Magintrix is the highly customizable enterprise solution. They let you build really complex workflows with a point-and-click, no-code interface, which is great for the alliances team. They specialize in bolting their solution onto a massive CRM instance. Features even include AI chatbots and email-based deal registration. It's powerful. Pricing starts around $1,500 a month.
And finally, what about PartnerPlace? That one seems to be about accessibility for the IT world.
PartnerPlace is the IT industry automator. It's a modern PRM with strong workflow automation, but its huge selling point is accessibility. They have a free plan for up to 5 partners.
A free plan is a big deal.
A huge deal. If you're just testing the waters with a small alliance, it's a great starting point. The trade-off is they currently lack things like a robust learning management system or LMS, which you often need for certifying resellers.
That is a lot of tools, each with really distinct pros and cons. So for the listener trying to decide, what are the crucial steps to focus on?
The decision tree is actually simpler than it sounds. First, just evaluate the size and complexity of your program. Are you managing a handful of strategic alliances or building a sprawling automated affiliate network? Second, be ruthless about assessing your tech stack. That seamless two-way CRM integration is absolutely crucial. If it's not perfect, the PPP will fail.
And finally, budget. You have to consider the pricing models, the tiered subscriptions versus those big custom quotes, and align the cost with the revenue you expect to see.
And to tie it all back to the core idea of this deep dive, the single most important strategic takeaway is this. Focus on platforms that offer true ecosystem intelligence. That integrated, actionable insight into co-selling opportunities is what gives you a real competitive advantage. If the platform doesn't help you act, it's just really expensive record keeping.
That is the strategic imperative. So if PPs are moving from systems of record to systems of action, what does that mean for a channel manager's daily job in the near future?
Well, it raises a really important question for you, the learner, to think about. The shift toward 2026 is all about predictive analytics and AI-driven partner matching. If we're moving toward full automation, what's the next step? What complex partner management task that's currently manual-like, finding the perfect co-selling partner for a super niche deal, will be completely automated by AI next year?
Something to think about as you optimize your own partnerships and future-proof your channel strategy. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the partner ecosystem platform revolution. This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.